Father Leslie Rumble was an Australian priest who hosted a radio show called Question Box, in which he answered apologetics questions from listeners. Father Charles Cardi, an American priest, had a similar radio show called The Catholic Radio Hour. These two priests compiled many of these questions and answers in a series of books called Radio Replies. We present here some of the questions and answers. Devils. Question. Is the devil a supernatural being? Answer. No, he is a natural angelic being in a state deprived of supernatural grace. Question. Isn't Satan a mythical being? Answer. No, though he is quite content to seem a mythical being. He has no desire to be detected in his operations and is not likely to inform you that evil suggestions are from him. Question. Who is Satan? Answer. The word Satan in Hebrew means one who is adverse, and it can refer to any adversary. In that sense, Christ said on one occasion to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan, thou art a scandal to me." Matthew 16:23. Satan therefore does not always refer to the devil. But since the devil, once Lucifer or the angel of light, is the greatest of all enemies to God and mankind, the word Satan has been applied in a special way to him. Of all adversaries, he is the adversary. Question. You say he is a person rather than an influence? Answer. God endowed him with an imperishable personality. He is a person who influences. A person is an intellectual being who is master of his own freely chosen activities. It does not matter whether he be of spiritual nature, as God or the angels, or of a semi-spiritual nature, as man. The devil has intelligence and free will. He can exert a spiritual influence suggestive of evil. Many people say that they do not believe in the devil. That is quite in keeping with his wishes. But Christ definitely warns us against the evil influence of Satan. Question. Is the devil responsible for all sin? Answer. Indirectly, yes, for he caused the fall of our first parents. Directly, no. Scripture tells us that the three great enemies of man's soul are the world, the flesh, and the devil. Men sin for mere worldly prosperity or induced by sensual passion. At times, however, Satan directly tempts them. But Satan can do no more than suggest evil to our will. He cannot compel our assent. Man can always refuse consent to evil by the help of God's grace. As St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able. Question. Can you imagine a good God creating a devil? Answer. I certainly cannot, but then God did not create the devil. Let me explain. God did not create the devil as a devil. In other words, God did not create any evil spiritual being as evil. The angels, as created by God, were good beings of a spiritual nature, endowed with intelligence and free will. Goodness alone is the terminus of God's creative action. But some angels misused their freedom of will and rendered themselves evil by their opposition to the God who is goodness itself. Question. Are there many devils? Answer. Yes, St. John tells us that Satan was cast out of heaven and that his angels were thrown down with him, in Revelation 12, verse 9. The devils besought Christ, "If thou cast us out," etc., in Matthew 8:31, and said that they were legion, in Mark 5, verse 9.